it's such a wonderful a production in ways that I both expected and didn't expect. But is it fair, Lillianne Brown, as the director of the Hot Wing King at Glencoe's Writers Theater, is it fair to call you the Hot Wing King Queen?
You know, it's funny. There's even a term in the show. It goes by. I don't think anyone hears it. And I think when it first even came up in the rehearsal room, I had to say, I think this is not a typo, and I think this is on purpose. Quing. I'll take Quing.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. I'm Austin Titchener, co-artistic director of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, now in its 18th year, number 919, Hot Wing Quing. Katori Hall's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, The Hot Wing King, is being given a fabulously fun and moving production at the Writers Theater in the Chicago suburb of Glencoe. And director Lillianne Brown has brought the play to life with incredible heart and comic specificity. I talked to Lil last fall of 2023 about her extraordinary production of the Nakarima Society at the Goodman Theater, so I was thrilled to talk to her again and explore how she does what she does. There's so much banter, and it was one of the first things that struck me watching the show is that these guys, these characters on stage are, as the kids say, a lot.
Ha! They are.
And for you, you wouldn't want to be around them for too much in your real life because they're just exhausting.
Oh, I disagree. When I first read this play, the reason that I wanted to do it and the reason that I gravitated toward it is because I said, I know these people. I know these people. These are like my friends.
Yeah.
This is very real, very real life, but not... Not everybody comes into contact with these people, but these are people that are in my everyday life. Now, this is the Southern version of them, the Memphis version of them. But what's funny is some of the people that are in the show are those people that I was referring to when I said, I know these people.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are acting in these roles in the show because... Obviously, they know how to tap into these characters because their energy and their creativity and their lives and the way they express themselves is so similar. And yeah, you know, I'm somebody that's also been called a lot, and maybe I'm exhausting. I don't know, but so I think maybe some of us might just have a little more energy, and maybe we like to hang out together. But I don't find them exhausting. It's funny, but also sometimes you can say like, okay, take it down a notch. And they say it to each other in the show.
Yeah.
So it's just like real life, you know? It's real life in a sort of there's a high stakes situation. And so that adds to the muchness of it.
Well, and it's theatrical in all the great ways. It's exactly the kind of characters you want to see on a stage. And what's the distinctive thing I saw is that the actors weren't overacting, even though the characters were dialed up. When you were saying that it's a high stakes situation, this Hot Wings contest that they're all preparing for. Did you, so the previous show of yours that we talked about was Pearl Clegg's Nakarima Society, where set in the early 60s during the rise of the civil rights movement in a very serious and somber time in American history, and yet it was a comedy. This is, I would argue, sillier in air quotes.
Oh, less, definitely.
Less definitely somber. Sillier.
Yeah.
Was it the reverse? Did you have to find the core seriousness of this?
No, you don't have to find it because it is there, right? What starts out as a really sort of innocuous, like, oh, they're gonna cook, like, right? Like, this is a play. Some friends are coming over. They're at this guy's house. They're gonna cook. Oh, I'm sensing, there's some stuff. I wonder what it is, right? Like, right in the beginning, you sort of are like, oh, what's these people's relationship? Oh, there's a little tension. Okay, I'm sure we'll get there. Ha, 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 ha. Right? So like you come for the lulls and you stay for the drama, right? Because it ramps up. It gets extremely, relationships break all the way down and have to come to terms. And basically in the first scene, we get a guest that is unexpected, who is one of the characters. The characters are Cordell. Cordell is the one who is the chef for the hot wings. And it's very high stakes for him. He is living in the home of Dwayne, his partner. And they have invited over Isom, who Isom is the one that everybody describes as a lot. And he is like, that's what it is. It's like, you have that one truly over the top friend, and the role actually involves almost like real clowning, and Joseph Anthony Bird is killing that.
He is.
And Ricky Harris playing sort of our base note, our grounded one, Big Charles, who's like there to watch the Grizzlies game. he just really wants to watch his doggone basketball game. And so that's our situation. And then we get a guest, a little drop-in from Dwayne's nephew's father. And we don't know who this is, and we don't know who the nephew is. We have not seen this person. And then later in the play, the nephew turns up. And so this is throws a bunch of things out of balance, because then some issues have to get looked at. It begins a conversation. It begins several different conversations. And it gets quite serious and quite dramatic, which is my favorite kind of play. Like, I always say, I want that like 1-2 punch. I want to be like laughing and then crying and then laughing.
Yeah. Oh, well, you definitely do. My goodness. And one of the great things about the play is that it showcases so many versions of queer masculinity and straight masculinity, in fact.
Yes.
And so there isn't a single stereotype, and all stereotypes are subverted and riches are found. It's one of the great treats of the play. And I love this idea that you come for the lulls and you stay for the drama. I think we might have talked about this the last time. Comedy is such a great way in.
Good delivery system, the best delivery system.
And I know from your looking at the kitchen porn behind you, your beautiful kitchen, that you are no stranger to cooking in real life. But what was it like cooking on stage?
Yes, I do get down in the kitchen in real life. I love it. And what's funny is I think it's I think that's a family essential for everybody from every culture. But in Black culture, there's some like really specific stuff that is fun and feels good to put on stage about like gathering for food. And I think that's one of the reasons Katori set it around food. But that's also like something that I feel like everyone relates to, like gathering loved ones around food. And I just knew that was going to be the challenge. Like I read the play. I loved the play. I loved the characters. And then I was like, oh, wow. Okay. You can't just fake it. I mean, I guess you could, but I wouldn't want to see that, because Katori wrote an entire scene. Like, she wrote it in. You can't skip it.
Right.
She wrote in the cook, and she sang stuff. And it's so funny because there were times that we were like, call Katori. Like, we did it. But like, we were just like, oh my God, what was she like? We don't know what was done on stage the original time.
Yeah.
And so when she's saying, hey, hand me this thing and do that and blah, 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 blah. And you're like, okay, somehow we have to retrofit what we're doing to go with this dialogue. And I don't know what they were doing in between this sentence and this sentence that suddenly this thing is cooked, because a sentence long of time is not enough time to cook a thing. So you've got to figure out like how to do that. And they're eating all the time. Like from top of the show, he lays out food and he says, you know, this is this, this is this, this is this. And the other character is eating it. Then later it's like, stir this, do that, we're cooking. And I didn't even know if we were going to be able to cook on stage. And Writers Theater said, yeah, we absolutely have the capability to do it. And so that's what I focused on. Technically, that's what I focused on from day one. Because as a director, that's what I always do, is I try to take, you know, whatever show I'm doing, I'm like, what's the biggest red flag? What is the biggest challenge? Technically, like, what's the thing that's going to be rough? Yeah. And then I just focus on that first. And I very much front load that so that we make sure that that thing is right.
Hi, I'm Lawrence O'Donnell, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? This fall of 2024, we'll be performing the special election edition of The Complete History of America Abridged in Illinois, Maryland, Virginia, Kentucky, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Colorado. Check out the touring page at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com, or our social media pages for venue and ticket information. Now back to my conversation with Lillianne Brown, director of the Writers Theater production of Katori Hall's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, The Hot Wing King. It's so fascinating that you had all these technical challenges you needed to meet, because you met the artistic challenges of the characters and the way they look and the way they behave so beautifully. And the other thing I love about your staging is that, you know, when the lights go down in one part of the set to focus on another part of the set and there's a scene going over there, you don't just have the actors freeze. You've got them behaving and living and doing bits and in a way that creates additional stories being told on stage. You just don't waste anything.
Oh, thank you. That's a wonderful compliment, because that's how I like to think about it. Like, I don't waste anything. I do not believe in that. That is a central sort of tenet, is I think, especially if you give me like a house, right?
Right.
Like the house has to live. Just because a conversation's happening in the living room doesn't mean the people in the kitchen just stop living. That is super weird. That's not life. That's not what happens. Right. But you can't draw attention, right? If the central focus is the living room and the conversation in the living room, then what's going on in the kitchen might have to sort of, you know, bring the volume down. But it can't, I don't want it to stop. And I also love that a lot of this play is in real time. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think that when you're dealing with real time, you have to keep all the balls in the air. I think the first time I ever really, truly discovered that was a play that I did called Lottery Day, that was at the Goodman in 2019, where I had to stage a big real time barbecue that was like a huge blowout cookout in a backyard in this thrust space, right? So it's very intimate and it's going on. But there would be like, there were all these twosies. There were all these like twofer scenes where it's like, these two people have a secret conversation by the grill. These two people have a secret conversation by the bushes. These two people are playing cards over here, right? And the whole thing has to go down in real time. So yeah. I had to really figure out how to take that from the page to the stage and make this like barbecue that you're watching, that you feel like you're at. And getting to work on that from the developmental stages means I worked on that play for like 2.5 years. And that's a great learning curve. Like, I really cracked it. And then once I cracked it, I just wanted to do it all the time.
Right. Sure. Well, and so this is a relatively intimate 6-character play in the relatively intimate confines of the Writers' Theater. The next thing that I know you're doing is The Color Purple The Goodman, which is not intimate on any level.
Oh, it will be, though.
Ooh.
It will I be. Love that. You know, because I think... Well, that space, I love the Albert stage because it feels so comfy and homey, even though it seats the number of people that it seats, which I think is like upper 800s.
Yeah, but like, and most of the seats are in the balcony.
Right. It has a huge balcony. But I'm telling you that what everybody says and how I feel also when I'm in the Albert is like it feels intimate. And there are things that you can do to make it feel even more intimate. And I'm very interested in that because I want it to feel like you feel when you're reading the book. That to me is the goal when staging Color Purple. This will be my third time staging Color Purple. And this is a hell of a lot smaller than the last place I staged it, which was the Muni. So this,
in St. Louis,
this is intimate.
Interesting.
But yeah, I really want it to feel, I want to give the experience of the book first and foremost.
I can't wait. That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, except for one more thing, which I'll share with you in about 60 seconds, so stick around. Lillianne Brown's production of Katori Hall's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, The Hot Wing King, runs at the Writers' Theater for one more week until July 21st, 2024. Go to writerstheater.org for more information. Then send us your secret recipe via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com or throw a comment to us over on the socials or on our own actual website, reducedshakespeare.com, or visit my website, theshakespeareans.com. Thanks, as always, to Beast in the Kitchen, Matthew Croak, web services by Ginger Power Limited, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Linda Howe. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to my wife's boyfriend, Lawrence O'Donnell from MSNBC. And as always, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 919 2757ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. I can't wait, because it's always lovely to see your productions, and it's even a greater privilege to be able to talk to you about them afterwards. So thank you again for doing this.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.